Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 25 of the VCD Roundtable. Today, with me is Matthias and Alain. Alain is your second appearance at the VCD Roundtable. So I guess we are talking about Aria today.
Who knows?
No. I heard a rumor. Maybe the name might change. But we will see. It's a rumor.
The name is going to change, but can I say that here already now?
No. Hi, Alain. Welcome to the show.
Thanks,
so we mentioned if Alain is online or live, we're talking about operations manager.
Yes.
Why? Because all the service providers with the new contract with VCF will have ARIA Operations Manager Enterprise Edition. So let's start with a very brief introduction. So what are the key differences between like standard, advanced, and enterprise of Operations Manager? So all the cool additional capabilities enterprise offers.
Right. So we used to have those three degrees in operations. Of course, standard was the entry level, was only meant for basic monitoring in your environment, what I call the click around interface. So you have all the objects, but you have to click to find all the data. With advanced, you got the customizable dashboards, or more customizable. Multi-site, and you could do more with them. You have more possibilities, and the big difference is, of course, in the management packs. With the standard version, you used to have the standard hardware management packs, what we used to call the True Visibility Suite, and with advanced, you got all the networking packs on top of that. And with enterprise, you got even the management packs for your SAP, for applications, and even to connect other monitoring environments like Dynatrace or something like that. Yeah.
So being honest, enterprise adds a lot of value to service providers monitoring their own infrastructure.
Yes.
And support their customers to even better have an eye on their infrastructure, how to deal with certain metrics, or maybe come up with ideas which alarms to raise because of a certain metric crossed the threshold or something.
Of course. And also a big change now in the VCF bundle is, as you mentioned correctly, you get the enterprise version, but that's not all. The management packs have changed too. Yes, some people will say, well, some management packs have disappeared. Yes, like you can't find the management pack for Cisco networks anymore, because the standard management pack for networking devices includes all that now. So it's included in the standard pack. And very, very important, certainly for service providers, is there is no counting objects anymore for the management packs. It used to be that you bought, like, let's stay with the Cisco example, you bought a networking pack for Cisco, and then you had to count, like, oh, I have 250 switches, so I have to buy 250 switches license. All of that is gone. There is no license counting anymore. Everything is integrated in the enterprise version of Ops, and you can use it and deploy it. You can monitor your obviously your cloud directory environment. You can monitor your basic VCF environment, your Tanzu on vSphere environment. Everything is included. No license.
Give me one second. Did I get that right? So, because I'm aware of in the past for enterprise, if you connect a third party environment, maybe a Cisco switches, whatever, to operations manager, you had to buy OSIs on top. I know that. That's gone.
That's gone with the management packs, yeah.
That's more than great news. That's awesome.
It is.
But only from the operations manager side, right? We're not speaking. That's very important for everyone. We're not talking about any maybe licenses needed on the third-party vendor side. We don't know that.
No.
Just to be very clear, we're just talking about the Broadcom licensing side in this podcast.
All right. Yes, of course.
But from that perspective, that's really great news.
And of course, operations, but also in your bundle, since it's enterprise, you get ops for networks with it, which used to be called Verney, if you realize network insights. So if you want to do monitoring of your NSX environment, networking environment, hardware, networking hardware, you can do that. Automation is included.
Yeah,
I know. I thought I'd mention it, but okay, let's not go there.
We are aware of it. No,
let's not go there.
An internal joke.
Ella, talking about Cloud Director or talking about monitoring Cloud Director. In the past, there was something available which was called, or a dedicated download available, which was called the Tenant App. The download has disappeared. Why?
Yes, it has disappeared. And people start talking like, see, another product that has disappeared. Ooh, Broadcom. No, it hasn't disappeared. I will admit that the product has had a very bumpy life cycle. So it used to be like I said in episode 15. Go back and look up episode 15, people. It used to be that we had a product called Cold Chargeback, VMware Chargeback. Years ago, when I started at VMware, it was available 10 years ago, 15 years ago. People used it, and then it disappeared. It was put in end of life. Then a while later, VMware rewrote completely the capacity management and the cost management in operations. And they said, like, well, for business calculations and so on, you have to use vCloud Business or later vRealize Business, which was fun because you had a standard version that was completely different from the advanced version. And then they rewrote it again a few years ago, and they created a small standalone OVA called the Tenant App. And the Tenant App, all that it did was bring back billing for the service providers that use cloud providers, so that these people were able to create tenants and to create billing rules for those tenants and even send out automatic billing. Again, to come back to Matthias's point, in the tenant app days, you had the standard version, which was limited to only billing and some reports, and you had the enterprise advanced or enterprise version that went with operations advanced or enterprise, where you could also enable metrics for your customers so that they could monitor metrics themselves and alerting. Okay, so there were differences, but all the little program did was talk to operations to get the data out of the database and use the cost engine of operations to calculate the billing, and then also talk to VCD to get which are the tenants and what belongs to what tenant. That's all it did. And now, drum roll, the big news is the Tenant App or Chargeback is now integrated in operations. It's the little standalone OVA has gone, and I'll actually change my background so that you see it. Haha. Yep.
How did you do that?
It's magic. You know me, Matthias. I do magic with operations. That's what nice. I mean. customers keep asking me that. How do you do that? It's magic. So this is tremendous news because it didn't make any sense. It was a solution on top of a solution. And with the new operations 8.16, which is the version in VCF now, the whole tenant app or chargeback has been pulled back into operations. So the good news is also, as we talked about in episode 15, everything is now centralized for our customers, for the service mm-hmm. providers. Everything is now in one interface. Monitoring your own environment, monitoring the tenants, doing cost control of your own environment, billing your customers, everything is done from this one interface. And you feel it coming that there might be a name change in the future, but who knows.
but Alain, so you mentioned yes. the tenant app is now part of Operations Manager. So which version are we talking? So what's the latest version number? 8.16 or?
8.16 is the latest version of Operation, which includes the chargeback. It was launched with 8.16.0 about a month ago, and 8.16.2 is coming out, I think, this weekend, or has just been launched. So it is there. So you see in the ARIA Operations home screen, they call this the Pillars of Operations. I can't help that. Who knows why? But there is a pillar called Cost, and if you click on that, you actually see the cost control on top. You see pricing, define a pricing policy, and then you see Showback, which is the traditional thing for customers who want to internal Showback cost in operations. And then you see Chargeback, and Chargeback for Cloud Director, and this is the old tenant app. So for the people now worried that we helped them with the tenant app over the years and that they have everything in there and billing and so on, fear not, there is a migration from the standalone Chargeback to this. There are migration scripts, and everything you had before is available here. The only big difference is, which you might have questions about, is where in the old tenant app you used to have billing profiles and you created profiles, and now this is part of the policies. For the people that don't know, in operations, a policy is a config file that applies to one object or a group of objects, and the pricing policy is just an object that you can enable, where you set your pricing for the CPU, the memory, pricing for a tag that is called backup. So if you have tenants where you add the backup tag to their machines, then you charge an extra amount for backup, because you hopefully also make a backup, mm-hmm. a charge for the operating system, and so on and so on.
Backup is fine. Maybe there's a separate tag for restore, which is much more expensive.
Yeah, yes, we have the backup, but now you need to have the restore patch as well.
We have a backup, but no idea how to restore from dev now.
And the great news is, of course, that all the reports, all the alerts are now in their, dare I say, normal place in operations, where you can find them. And it's also from this one console that you can say, like, hey, this customer, talking about the customer or the service provider, then this customer has bought access to reports for his virtual machines for the performance. Click, I enable a report, and the customer can use it. The customer wants alerts when the guest file system of his VMs fill up. Well, I enable that alert, click, and it's all done from this one
console. We can do it per customer?
Yes, per tenant.
Awesome. So you can also centrally create dashboards as a service provider.
Yes.
With some ideas to visualize data and metrics. And then you have the choice to enable it on a per tenant base.
Yeah. And on top of that, what you just mentioned, Matthias, you have to realize what you just said. The service provider can create dashboards, maybe with a little help from us, centrally, one time, and then, dare I say, sell them to all the customers.
No, you can say it out loud, it's perfectly fine, right?
Yeah, and I know we really talked about licensing much in the past, but still, I would like to bring up here something again, and I know we mentioned this already, but you mentioned this also at the beginning of the podcast, Ella. It is now included in VCF. We are talking about ARIA Suite Enterprise. We're talking about Lockinsight. Sorry, Operations for Lock, not Lockinsight anymore. We're talking about Operations Manager. We're talking about ARIA for Network and stuff like this.
ARIA Operations for Networks.
Operations, AWN, yeah, ARIA Operations for Network, which brings us again to the point, dear beloved service providers, start to use it because also your competitors have now the same functionality in the licensing. So this is a dramatic change from a Broadcom perspective that all of us are getting now the same license, that same featureability. And to be honest, I can fully understand the customer saying, hey, okay, if I go to service provider number one, I don't have monitoring capabilities or I don't see anything, but service provider number two is offering a baseline and also provides me with the capability of bringing in additional monitoring. Yeah, then I would like to choose service provider number two.
Yep. It also highly depends on which customers a service provider has, right? Because us talking to many different CSPs, a few are saying, yeah, our customers don't care. They have just a few virtual machines, very cheap service. That's it, low cost. But we have spoken to others saying, right, my tenants, they are very concerned about some metrics, some KPIs, or some KPIs we apply to metrics because it's important for an application to run and important for some business processes we have internally. And with Operations Manager, now we can offer the tenant to implement even the KPI on metrics.
Sure.
And have that raising alert and have a different alert if a KPI crosses a threshold compared to just the metric.
Yes, exactly. KPI monitoring can be done. Remember a project I did over a year ago? Oh, I think 2 or 3 years ago for a customer.
Yeah. Maybe the previous century.
Before that. At my age, the centuries start to blur. But where they had this complicated contract with their end user, where, and I remember this because it was so weird. So, if the customer had high latency in storage, let's keep it general, and an alert was raised once in an hour, that was fine. If there were three in the same hour, that was a KPI breach. Mm-hmm. And we were only able to solve that for them with operations and with doing some very fancy things in views and Supermetrics. Yeah. But all those things you can implement now. And as I said, don't underestimate the fact that now everything is in one console. Broadcom clearly set ARIA Operations is becoming the operations console of VCF. So look, people, if you have operations, look at this. Everything, the integration also with VCF going a bit beyond the chargeback subject. But you have to realize that the whole integration with VCF is already there too. This is a dashboard that is included that shows you the workload for your workload environment, not your management environment, but workload environment. Sorry, for all the hosts. It's there. It's included.
Mm-hmm. And if we talk about, like, for example, viewerize operations for networks. So that's, I think, speaking as of today, it's a separate product, Site Operations Manager, and it has its own UI.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, just like, and you caught me here because I have no magic to show you now to show you the integration, but you have to realize that more and more, operations for logs and operations for networks, they have their separate UI, yes, at the moment still. I don't know of any plans to change that, but they have a high level of integration with operations, meaning all the alerts that you generate in networks or in logs, you can send to this console. And you can play with those alerts, of course, because for logs, for example, I have written alerts when we had this service provider who used a lot of orchestrator workflows for day two operations. This will make Matthias happy. But it was critical to them that the workflows were running, of course. If a customer runs a attached CD workflow, blah, 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 that it actually runs. Well, I caught the errors if a workflow was not running. And if there were more than 5 errors per hour, I think, or something along those lines, the alert was actually sent to the corresponding object in operations. And then you get the alert there, and in operations, you can actually open the GUI of logs to go into more details. Same thing with networks. Any errors that you get there, you can send to operations, and you can centrally manage. You can see that the whole thing is going towards this centralized console to manage VCF.
That's really cool news. So my personal hope is, because there is one really cool thing in vRealize ARIA automation, which if you integrate with Operations Manager, you can display a few metrics with the object in the ARIA automation UI.
Yes.
So that is something which is currently missing in Cloud Director, as far as I'm aware of. So I desperately hope that that will change in the future. Would make sense to have a few base metrics, but I have no idea if that's on the roadmap or whatever.
Oh, you mean display metrics
for in the cloud?
You can do that.
With Operations Manager.
As far as I know, you can do that. I know the feature that you're talking about. I implemented it at the customers because they use the automation console, and then you can see metrics. You can enable metrics for customers. The only thing I would need to check is the visualization. Can you see them in Cloud Director? That's something we need to check.
I think it's a no, but maybe change in the future. But I think all those changes, and that's what is the main topic around today's podcast, is every CSP has Operations Manager Enterprise, starting with the 1st of April.
April,
yes.
And that's the key message. So better start thinking about which metrics, which information you provide to the customers, how to monitorize it, and which products and packagings could be made out of the whole new licensing advantage we have provided by VMware by Broadcom. Haha. Get money for
it. It is important to start thinking about it now, because people might still use other products, fine products, Zabbix or what have you, to monitor their environment. They might have other solutions to do billing. But why would you do that if all of this is included in your VCF?
And if we take one step back in terms of service providers and operations manager, there is still the option to have an isolated workload domain, because a service provider runs a dedicated infrastructure managed by the CSP for one customer. Mm-hmm. With the whole VCF licensing, you just deploy one dedicated operations manager instance for that customer. But because it is included in the licensing, so there are no worries about multi-tenancy, what needs to be configured to separate tenants from each other, because that tenant has its own dedicated hardware. So please, there is your own operations manager infrastructure or instance, just connected to the isolated workload domain vCenter, collecting data and metrics, and here's the access.
Here's the access,
And the same for ARIA operations for log.
Yep. especially when it comes also from my perspective, and this is something which will be really important on one hand for the customer, but also for the CSP as well. Right sizing in the future becomes an interesting point, an interesting game.
It depends, right? Either for the CSP or the tenant. So we have two approaches to the same story.
Because, yeah, cores are now a really interesting subject. Let's phrase it this way. that maybe right sizing of the whole infrastructure is also an interesting chapter.
No, that's true.
And also what if scenarios maybe.
You can still do those in operations. Yep.
Yeah. But to be honest, what I would like to add also to the whole thing is, since we know, okay, now we can utilize it, provide add-on to your customer. Your customer can now really utilize it here as an additional services. And costing or cost calculation or cost reporting to the customer, billing to the customer is a huge improvement.
And remember that for customers with specialized needs, all of this doesn't mean that this is now a closed environment. It is not everything is integrated, but you still have access through the API, for example, to your data with the billing. Remember, for a customer in the US, I even wrote a Python interface to export the CSV data from billing to import it into Workday. All of those things are still available. If you want to send alerts instead of through email, through a webhook to something like ServiceNow and Slack are standardly defined. You don't need to do anything. But anything else like OTRS for ticketing or so on, it can be easily done.
And I know it that you can do that.
You would.
I have seen it live that Ella has created OTRS tickets as well when operations manager has raised an alarm.
Yeah. Which does not mean that you have to call us for all OTRS.
Well, why not? We take it.
it was not easy, but yeah.
On one hand, we have now talked about the advantages for the customer itself. What's the advantages having operations manager for the service provider itself? Talking about management domain, talking about monitoring really the physical environment, root cause analytics and stuff like this.
Yeah. What you see behind me, the same console, the same product that they use for the customers, they can use for their internal advantage. So you have all the monitoring, monitoring performance bottlenecks, alerting, doing monitoring on things like your vSAN storage or what have you, seeing what is going on. And of course, building on top of that, the capacity calculations, operations that will tell you when you have to add capacity, when you run out of capacity, and your internal costing, because for a lot of people, the question of how do I bill my customer depends, of course, on how much does it cost me. And operations, without adding anything, using the same software, you get the cost reporting, the showback, and the billing, so they can follow up internally how much the environment is costing them, and even do some right-sizing, like are there environments where I'm running a host with too little load that I could redeploy or resize, what have you.
I give you a hint. If the host is committed, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember again what we said in the beginning, big advantage for the service providers internally, the management packs, they're all included now, it's enterprise. So yeah, if you run your infrastructure on Dell, fine. There's a connection management pack to Dell, HP, what have you, Lenovo. So you can also start monitoring the hardware you're running all of this on from operations, and have a, dare I say the word, have a single pane of glass.
I think that's a great advantage, and because all the licensing is not included in VCF.
Yeah, so, and on top of that, you have things like the management pack builder, which is now also available and used a lot. I've seen somebody who actually wrote himself a management pack for Veeam Backup, a customer. So the management pack builder allows you, if you have anything in your environment that you would like to monitor, and there is an API available, the work is already almost done, because it's a click interface, a little OVA that is running that says, what's the endpoint I have to connect to, what kind of credentials, what do you want to get out of here, which metrics or properties, and bam, you're done, and you have new monitoring in your operations.
Alain, do you have an API?
Yes, but it's hidden. Special licensing.
No, I think that's all great news, and each CSP is more than welcome to take the advantage out of the new licensing model with VCF and Enterprise Operations Manager. And I think monitoring their own infrastructure will be the first step. And the second step, providing additional visualization for their customers. Because as Alain said, currently we're in the phase, each CSP needs to decide how many cores do I commit? Mm-hmm. How many cores do I consume using overage or on demand? And then add a price tag to everything and do the math, which is cheaper over a 3 years period. And that will be challenging in the next few weeks to solve that math equation for each CSP.
I can only say if they already had operations, it would have been easier.
We would have already collected 6 months of data. No, but he is right. I'm sorry, Allah is right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's still why I fully support the decision from Broadcom to saying, hey, we will go with operations or with ARIA, yeah, in the whole VCF, and we need to include it, because it makes no sense not to have it included, which was really from my side a huge surprise, was that the whole True Visibility Suite licensing is gone and gets fully integrated into the enterprise license. That was really an absolutely amazing announcement, because this was not suspected, to be honest. And now you have it, and just you can monitor your whole data center, and if your pizza gets delivered as well.
Interesting.
If there is an API, you can monitor it.
Right, the management pack for the pizza delivery guy.
And we know that you can orchestrate it as well.
Different story.
Different product. But also, yes, same suite. Absolutely. Same suite, but different product.
All right, guys. Alain, thank you for coming. I think you shared a ton of very useful information with the community. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Everyone is more than welcome to reach out.
Yeah.
And we're more than happy to support you guys if you have any questions around Operations Manager and how to visualize data and to build super metrics. And I'm still mad that my session got declined 8 years ago, but that's a different story.
This is a different story.
Yes. More of a bar story.
All right. So guys, everyone, any questions? I can't see anything in the comments or something.
No questions.
Toby is the admin. He says no. So thanks for watching. I think it's recorded. We'll be shared later on all our well-known public-facing social media platforms, whatever they are called. I have no idea. And thanks for watching. Have a great weekend. And Eli, again, thanks for coming.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Also, happy Easter, because next week there will not be a live session. And then there are already Easter holidays, and the week after the Easter holidays, we will come back with episode 26.
Easter holidays?
Yeah.
The Easter bunny is coming.
Next Friday, Saturday, Sunday is Easter weekend.
Huh. Do we have already a topic for episode 26?
I think at the moment not really, but maybe we will then already talk about the final decisions, what's going on about licensing, but let's see what we really will do in the next.
Or we do something about Aria Network Insight, whatever.
Or we do talk about Aria Network Insight.
All right.
Guys, have a happy time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.